Hey guys, and welcome back to a special episode of the podcast. Today we have a wonderful guest on the podcast. I'm so excited for you guys to hear what she has to share with you guys. So make sure to stay tuned and listen to this great encouragement from Jana from Faithfully Unafraid. And make sure to go check out her podcast as well, because she has her own podcast that is on all platforms. And enjoy this special guest. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Motherhood on Mondays with me, your host, Jessica Olson. And guys, welcome back. I'm so excited because today we have a guest on the podcast. I'm so excited to introduce her to you guys. Her name is Jana and we met on Instagram. We kind of got in each other's inboxes because we really were just enjoying the content we were sharing, and the more we talked, the more we just discovered how much we love moms and how much we love the Lord. And today I wanted to share her with you guys on my podcast because she just has so many amazing words of wisdom to share. And so welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you. I hope I can live up to that intro. That was good.
Oh no.
That's very generous.
So good. I always get so nervous when I record these, and normally my kids are in the house and my kids are at grandma's house, so I'm like so excited to have some time with you today. So okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your Instagram, and yeah, let my audience know a little bit about you.
Well, perfect. Well, hey, I'm Jana, as Jessica said. If you can't tell, I am from the South. The first question I get when people watch my stories is, are you from Texas? Where are you from? No, I'm actually from Georgia, but I am a Christian, a wife, a mom. I used to be a nurse. I guess I'm technically still a nurse, but I'm at home with my babies now. So my journey to motherhood was a journey. I will tell you the nutshell version. So basically, my husband and I went through infertility for almost 6 years.
Wow.
We lost 7 babies in that time, and then my daughter was born. She's 5 now, and when she was 10 months old, we found out we were surprised 2 months pregnant with my son. So we went from almost 6 years of infertility and heartbreak and loss and all of that to 2 under 2 really fast. And he was born the week COVID hit, so he's about to be 4.
Wow.
So it's been a journey. It has been a lot of fun. And yeah, I probably have maybe not the typical view on a lot of things motherhood, just because to get me to motherhood was a struggle, right?
And so for sure.
There's probably, and I'm in no way, shape, or form saying that I'm perfect, because I am not. Motherhood has been one of the most sanctifying things I've ever been through, as far as like revealing the sin in my own heart. It is very hard. But there's always God's grace, and my goal every day, truly every day, I feel like I fail my children in one way or another, if not multiple times over and over, but my goal every day is to point them to Jesus and to live out the gospel before them, so that they see, you know, it's not just like someone talking a talk, it's the walk in the walk too. That is my desire. I want to point my children to Jesus, and I want them to know that he is our source of everything. Like he is, we need to live to glorify him. But yeah, so I was excited when you said that you wanted to kind of talk about motherhood and like what do we want to leave behind? What do we want our legacy to be as a mom? And I think it's such a good topic for Christian moms specifically to talk about in this world, because we live in a culture of the mommy needs wine, because being a mommy is hard. I'm not saying that wine is bad. I love a glass of wine every once in a while. But that should not be, as Christian mothers, that should never be our
perspective.
We shouldn't have to quote unquote survive motherhood, right?
Motherhood
is a gift. These children are a gift. After losing, so my son he's almost 4, and last year my husband and I lost another baby. So we've lost a total of 8 babies, and we have 2 living toddlers, and so there's a lot wrapped up in that.
Yeah.
And I do try to be very intentional about you know, my time with them. Like, I wanted these babies for a long time. I begged God for babies.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
That whole period was really, really hard. But I try, even when the days are hard, because they do. I mean, we're still at the stage where, like, I don't even get to go pee by myself.
Oh, man, those days.
And that is hard. Like,
it is.
And I think it's okay to say that this is really hard, and yes, we need support, and yes, we need to constantly be reminded to go back to scripture, and yes, we need to talk about expectations and what does our family routine look like with our husband. Like, have that conversation with your husband, be open and honest, and, like, you know, what are we going to make this look like? What is important to us? What are our family values? Because to tie that back into, like, living out the gospel, I think that that is such a pivotal way to show your children what a God-honoring biblical marriage looks like. And that's also super important to me, because I was watching something yesterday, and it was a man talking about how he was one of four boys, and he was raised in church. And he's like, you know, my kids don't know anything other than a Christian home. That's all they've ever known. But for he was talking of his dad, and he said, but for my dad, it wasn't like that. He, you know, kind of grew up in the kind of a hostile, toxic environment or whatever.
Yeah.
And his mom was, like, seeking the Lord and, you know, was praying for her children, all that kind of stuff. And anyway, he was talking about, like, the legacy that grandma, because of the prayer she prayed and her obedience to God, even in terrible circumstances and situations, and even in a not ideal home life, where the world would have told her just to, you know, give up and walk away or whatever, she sought the Lord. And because of that, literally her children's children are seeking and serving him now. Like, that gives me chills. And
that's amazing.
As a mama, there is nothing more than I want for my children than for them to love the Lord. I'm going to cry. I didn't mean to cry.
It's such like a desire of the heart, though, and that realization of, like, we can desire so much for our kids' salvations to, like, know the Lord, to know him well, and realizing that, like, we get to plant the seeds, but ultimately it's, like, God that gets to have that harvest. You know, it's like, I so just identify with that too, because, you know, my kids are similar ages to yours. I have a 5-year-old, and then I also had my youngest during COVID, so very different personalities. And so, yeah, just raising them up. And, you know, I love how, you know, we lost our first pregnancy to miscarriage, and I feel like that does change your perspective and your view on motherhood, because you want something so badly to happen, and then to have to walk through that multiple times, it really changes your perspective on motherhood. And, you know, these last couple of weeks, I have just seen a couple posts on Instagram of where I've seen, like, women that are older that are saying, you know, they didn't get the example of how great motherhood was, and they wish that someone had shown them that motherhood was, like, this good option. And I just, like, read this comment the other day from a lady that was commenting on, like, a post, and she was saying she used to be a feminist, and she didn't even think of being a stay-at-home mom as an option, because there was, like, this perspective of, like, I need to do better than my mom. And so she thought, for, like, her, that meant, like, I need to go out and get a job, I need to go out and do these things. And so it's kind of like this idea of being a stay-at-home mom, or, like, motherhood in general, is kind of just always kind of looked down upon. And so you were a nurse, and then you're staying at home with your kids now. For you being a nurse, what was that perspective like when you were home with your babies? Was that something that you felt like you maybe struggled with, going home to stay with your kids? Or were you like, this is so great? Like, how did that change for you?
Absolutely, the transition was way harder than I ever imagined. Harder. And I do work from home. Like, that's how I'm able to be at home.
Right.
But so I was working, like I said, as a nurse. And, well, after my daughter was born, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Like, of course, you know, I had begged God for this baby. And good gracious, the postpartum anxiety I had with her. Like, yeah. I was a basket case. And I didn't want to leave her. I wanted to be at home with her. But it just, I mean, finances are a real thing, you know. And it just wasn't an option. And I think that's a good conversation to have too, because I feel like there's always two camps. Like there's people, especially in like Christian Instagram. I talked about this the other day on my page. Like in Christian Instagram, there's these two camps of people, like women that say, Christian women can only be a stay-at-home mom. And then there's another camp that says, well, you're not doing good enough. You need to, you know, like you said, like do better or whatever. Like you said, but you know what I mean? Like that comment said.
Yeah.
As if like having... like as if making an income is better.
Oh yeah.
You know, like yeah. There is nothing better than serving the Lord where he has you. And
exactly.
For some people that's going to look like needing to make an income, and for some people that's not. Like it just depends on what you and your husband agree upon together. And you know, I don't know, I just think that's super super important. But the internet is wild. Like
it really is.
The internet is wild. I mean, it's just a reality of the world that we live in, but we can so often, I can tend to do this. Like we consume all of this content and then it's like, oh, well I should be this or I should be that. And sometimes like, we just need to put that down and walk away and go to God.
Yep.
And go to our husband, because that is what matters in our
home. Exactly.
You know, not what you see on Instagram, but, yeah, it was really hard. So I just wanted to be at home, and I was like, completely delusional, because I thought that I was gonna come home and like have all this time to do all these things, and every day was gonna be a Pinterest craft and you know, like all the things. And don't get me wrong, like sometimes we do all those fun things, and you know, we get to do play dates and we get to do all the things. But yeah, I came home and I was like, everybody that I have talked to that used to work outside the home and then they came home to be a stay-at-home mom, regardless of whether they were still working or not, they have told me that that is a big transition. And that was just something like, I was just ignorant to it. I didn't know that it was going to be such a transition, because the mental load, like it gave me such an appreciation for stay-at-home moms, because I was like, you know, when you work a job, I mean, most people have a drive to work, right? So right there, you're like, that's a long time for you to be like, listen to a podcast, listen to an audiobook, pray, like just hear yourself think for a minute. And when you're at home with, I don't want to say my children are needy, but like, it's just the stage that we're in, right? Like they depend on me for everything.
They do.
And so never getting that like mental break. I did not know that that was a thing. I was like, my brain might explode. Literally. So yeah, that was a big transition. And then like, you know, when you go to work, it's almost like your priorities fall into place just because they have to. Because you're not like at home looking at the unfinished house projects you want to do, or the laundry that's like piling up, or you're at home all the time, you're just looking at all these things that need your attention, and it's like you never can shut your brain off to certain things. And it's I don't know how to describe it other than it's just like, it's very overstimulating, and it's very easy to get stuck in a rut of discontent and
it's very easy to allow that time at home to, like, if you're not being smart with how you're directing your thoughts, it can be very easy to get caught up in like the very, I feel like you see it on Instagram all the time, like motherhood is chaos, this is disorder, like what's going on? So I feel like it can be very easy for that to like get carried away. But so since you have had your two kids, what is something that you try and show them about you as a mom that is leaving this like positive view for them of what motherhood is? Because I feel like for me, I didn't view motherhood as like this like positive thing, because watching my mom didn't have she wasn't positive as like, you know, a mom. So, like, what do you hope that your kids can learn about motherhood from you that makes them say, like, being a mom is really cool?
Oh, I love that question. So, the first thing that came to mind when you were asking that is just genuinely enjoying spending time with them.
Yeah.
Which, again, goes back to that whole, like, we have to be intentional with our time, and we have to take every thought captive to the Lord. And because if not, our minds and our hearts can lead us into a mess. So, I just... try to remember that they are a gift, and this time is a gift. And not to be like, I really hate those things that go around the internet that say you only have 18 summers with your kid, and you
have
this, like, make every moment count, because that's like causing you to live in this state of like fear and anxiety and like just rush. And
yeah,
it's also unrealistic. Like, I still want my kid to hang out with me after they're 18. Like,
yeah. Like, absolutely.
I get what it's saying. Like, you don't have as much time. Yeah. But our goal as mothers should not be for our children to be with us forever. You know, like you're equipping them to follow the Lord, to be adults, to, you know, start their own families, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I do want a compound. I want them to live here. But yeah. I want to be that grandma, you know. But yeah. I think just being present when you're with them, like giving them your full undivided attention is so helpful for you and for them.
Yes.
And again, that is hard because you're at home thinking of, oh, I got to cook this and I need to clean that and this laundry needs to be done. And I've got literally 17 text messages unread right now. Like, people think I just text them and then fall off the face of the earth. It's because my brain is spaghetti. It's not waffle. Okay. But I think it's just so important to put all those things down and to be intentional with your time with them and be fully present with them. And that doesn't mean that you have to do a Pinterest craft or whatever. Right. Like, it can be anything. Swing them on the swing set, whatever. But give them, like, this is something I even had to challenge myself to do, is like put the phone, the books, put the work, put everything down.
Yeah.
And even set a timer, like spend 20 minutes sitting on the floor playing with them and watch how their eyes light up. And I think it also will foster like their need for attention a little bit. And so it's like, then it's positive because then it does buy you that time that you need to focus on, you know, catching up on the laundry or whatever, like sending that email, answering that message. And the other thing is something that I try to be very intentional with. And this is something that, like, I did not have this as a child, and it's something that I wish that I did. And so I'm trying really, really hard to do it with my children. And it's honestly, we just started being more intentional about this this year in 2024. When the new year started, it was one of my new year's goals or whatever, is to teach my kids and learn with them a Bible verse each week, because I've never been good at memorizing scripture.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing. Like, oh my goodness, it's been amazing. So every week so far, and I don't know if I said this or not, but my son will be 4 in a few weeks and my daughter is 5. And the amount that they absorb is mind-blowing to me.
Like, oh, yeah. They really can get... They're like little sponges.
It is insane. So why would I not, like, feed them scripture as much as possible at every moment that I can?
Of course.
Instead of, like... Well, what I was about to say was going to sound very judgmental, but... I was going to say, instead of teaching them the, you know, the most trendy song that's on the radio or whatever, like, they're going to absorb whatever you give to them. So why not let it be God? Like,
exactly.
It has just changed our life. Like, I cried about it to my husband 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, because my daughter, they do like a little half day preschool program too. My son does 3 days a week and my daughter does 5 days a week. And they learn Bible verses there too. So, like, just the amount of scripture that they can, like, spit back out at me right now is crazy. And my prayer is always like, Lord, hide this in their heart. Like, I want them, when they're my age, or, you know, when they're 20, whatever, like, I want them to always be able to go back to this. Like, I want them to be able to pull that out and to know that your word never changes, that your character never changes, that you are who you say you are, and that they can trust in you. Like, that is my heart as a mama. Like, I want them to know that. I don't know if that's like a fun thing.
I think that's fun. But, I mean, I feel like we do verses with our family too. We have like a family verse on our fridge for like every couple of weeks that we will learn as well. And I feel like, you know, as your kids grow up and they see you faithfully doing that, I feel like they can like see how much love you put into them through that, to like show them a love of God and a love of scripture and a love of truth. And so I personally love that. I think it's so great. And I love that, you know, you are faithfully doing the work God has put in front of you. And for every mom, that might look different in the seasons, but you can be a stay-at-home mom and still work. I feel like it's so hard because people are in the camps of like, either you need to just be staying at home and not working, but it's like you are glorifying God with the work he has put in front of you. And your kids are going to see that legacy, and they're going to see you faithfully doing that. And it's like, I wish more moms could see that's okay. Because you know, I feel like moms are always hit with like, I need to do this, I need to do that. And you're like, just do what God has faithfully called you to do for his glory. And I think that's a message moms need to hear.
Yeah. I will tell you one thing that's changed my perspective, just not even just on motherhood, but on everything as a Christian, is listening to the Elizabeth Elliot podcast.
Oh, so good.
I'm sure you love Elizabeth Elliot just because of conversations we've had.
She's my favorite.
I love her. Like, what a hero of the faith, right? And like, her talks are still just as applicable. I just bumbled over my words. Today, as they were, you know, when she talked them 30 years ago or whatever, like maybe 40 years ago, I don't know, 50 years ago, a long time ago. But oh my goodness, there's so much good biblical wisdom there. And one thing that she always says in those thoughts that has always stood out to me is, and I'm going to butcher this, like the actual verbiage, but basically she always talks about how like we are to be content where God has us. And instead of like sitting there wallowing and like, oh God, I want to follow your will, and like, you know, feeling like, making it such a chore, like, oh, I want to follow your will, I want to be in your will. Like, if you're faithfully following him, you're in his will where you are right now today, and your job is to not change that circumstance or to like long for something different. Your job is to faithfully serve him where he has you. And sometimes, a lot of times, most of the time, that just looks like putting the next foot in front of you. Like, so I think that's applicable, like, not just as moms, but anywhere, you know, because like motherhood is hard and we don't know what we're doing. And like, I get so envious of like confession time. I get so envious of people who have like that village, right? Like they're not like momming it alone or whatever. And like, the reality is most of us don't have that. And that's one reason why I do love Instagram. Like, you can, there are so many good nuggets there. It's like a buffet. Like, you know, it's all there. You're not going to like everything there, but take what you love, leave what you don't, you know, like, but I think for moms, which this is, like you said, like, this is why you started your podcast and like, you're faithfully doing what the Lord put on your heart with that. Like, is a lot of us moms like need to find that community, especially of Christian moms who are more concerned with what the Bible says than what the world is telling us. And we're able to like see all these lies and all this information coming to us and to be able to discern what is true and what is not, and to teach our children that. If we're going to leave a legacy behind, I can't think of, I mean, next to like praying that God saves their hearts and, you know, praying for salvation for our children, the next thing would be to teach them discernment, like how to navigate this fallen world that we live in, not by avoiding it, but by being able to discern what is true and how to find that truth. Like, I mean, it's the Bible alone. We know that. But like, to be able to give our children the tools to do that, think about their teenage years. We always talk about, oh, the world is so bad, it's going to be worse in 15, 20 years. It might be, you know, but my great grandma probably thought the same thing. And
absolutely.
So if we can teach them how to navigate that
with
the truth, I think that, I mean, you're just equipping them to with so much. And I don't know, that's just a big goal of mine, is to teach them how to discern the truth and how to like boldly stand up for Christ and like, you know, stand true to their convictions and not bow to the world. It's just, it sounds so dramatic, but when you're a mom and you constantly have that whole like, oh, mama needs a break, and oh, mom, and hear me when I say, sometimes you need a break.
Like, yep.
Every day I need a little break, you know, like it's constantly, which is also like a reminder to like go to Jesus, right? Like, we cannot
absolutely
sustain this on our own, and us needing a break is a gift, really. Like, that's just a beautiful gift that God gives us, and an opportunity to run back to him. Like,
100%.
I hope all of that makes sense. I had a lot of words.
I love it. And I feel like we have such similar hearts for our kids as well. I'm like, we're twins. I could talk for hours. And, you know, part of what I really loved about when I found your Instagram page is just how you're sharing this message about motherhood and what our focus should be for our kids. And I love that you always bring it back to the truth of scripture. And one of your reels that you had that was like, I want my kids to know that they I think I'm going to butcher it, but you're saying, I don't want them to know that they can do whatever they want to do, but they can do what God has called them to do. And I think that that is such a beautiful message to like share with other moms. So when I saw that, I was like, yes, this is 100% it. And so before we wrap it up for the day, I want everyone to know where to find you and what your handles are. So where can people find you on Instagram and where can they find your podcast?
Yes. Well, thank you for that. And I love that you say that because that reel is actually performing pretty well right now, which,
oh, good.
Not to get in the like analytics of everything, but it's so encouraging to me because I'm like, well, maybe a lot of moms needed to hear this, you know, like, yes. Needed that encouragement. So I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. So my Instagram handle is faithfully_unafraid. And my podcast is the same name and it's going to be confusing. I have a there's two Faithfully Unafraid accounts on there.
Oh, yeah.
The one, it's a very long story, but sometimes Instagram is crazy. So the one, the Faithfully period Unafraid is my backup account. So I'm not active on there. The Faithfully _Unafraid is my current account. That's where I post all the things. And then, yeah, the podcast is by the same name, Faithfully Unafraid. And it's on Podbeam, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And I have a blast with it. It's so much fun. Thank you so much for inviting me to do this. Yeah. We could talk for hours. I love it.
No, I feel like we're gonna have to have follow-up episodes because I feel like we could just have 100 conversations, but I'm just so glad that we were able to get together. And by the way, guys, I'm going to be on Jana's podcast, so whenever we get those posted, we'll make sure to share those with
we
you
will guys. Share yeah.
And just, it is such a blessing to have a motherhood community on Instagram when we can't always get together in person, where we have that blessing to be able to do it here too. So guys, make sure to check her out, check out her podcast, go over and follow her Instagram, because you will be so encouraged and so uplifted by all of her truth and gospel-centered motherhood that she shares. And I just want to thank you guys for tuning in this week. And make sure to tune into her podcast and be blessed by her content as well. And guys, I will see you guys next week. Thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Jessica. This has been a blessing. Thank you.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Well, guys, that was the full episode with Jana from Faithfully Unafraid. I hope you guys were just so encouraged by all of her words of encouragement and wisdom. You know, it is such a blessing to be able to have a motherhood community online and on Instagram, and I could just talk to her for hours, and I can't wait to have further conversations with her in the future. If you like this podcast and you loved having Jana on, make sure to share this podcast with your friends and give it a thumbs up and share it on your Instagram too, because we would love to get this message out to more moms. And also just make sure to go and follow her because her content is so uplifting and is so encouraging. And stay tuned because we have a lot more exciting episodes with more guests this season on Refined Purpose, Motherhood on Mondays. So make sure to stay tuned. Follow me over at Refined Purpose if you don't already follow me over there. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.